Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. I almost missed the beat because I'm tweeting. So if you're on Twitter, follow me there at Max Tucci. How are you tonight? What's going on? How's your summer? Happy Labor Day. It's over, I guess. Summer is over, right? Well, as I'm speaking, my mother is calling me on the phone right now. So how you doing, Mom? She always does this like right at the beginning of the show because she wants to say, have a great show, and then what she doesn't realize is that she's, like, calling to be on the show. Maybe we'll call her on the show tonight. But tonight we have a great show because we're talking about mastery of consciousness with my guest, Nandi. He's been here before, a Max Motivator. So we're going to have a great conversation tonight here on Max and Friends. We're going to talk about life and love and awakening the inner prophet. And what does it really mean to be the master of consciousness? And what are the benefits of consciousness? Well, speaking of consciousness, you know, our dear friend Gordana Biernat at My Power Talk on Twitter has her book, hashtag Know the Truth. You can go right now to Amazon and get the book, or you can go to Target and get the book. That's where I got my copies. I got five of them because I am giving them as gifts. Hashtag Know the Truth. All right, so tonight here at Max and Friends, we're just going to chill out. We're going to have a conscious conversation because that's what I love to do. And it's just a really chill vibe tonight here in the studio. I'm actually in the studio. I know that you all think that I'm in Florida. But right now, I am in L.A. L.A. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends, right? This, I love this. So let's just hit it. And y'all know that that's Monroe King who does that for me. So I love you, Monroe, for being a part of the show every Sunday night here on Max and Friends. Look, if it's your first night that you're tuning in to Max and Friends, it is your first time, welcome to the show. We've been here for 9 years. So go to latalkradio.com/Max. And there you can get 9 years of shows. It's been that many years of Max and Friends. Well, right now in the studio, the scent of Samahadi is in the room because Nandiji bought this amazing product that I want you all to get right now. And you can go to sensitiveplanet.com. Sensitiveplanet.com. Just Sensitive Planet is where we need to go to right now. Sensitive Planet. What does it mean to live in a sensitive planet? And let's talk about that tonight on the show with Nandi. But we're definitely going to talk about his book, Mastery of Consciousness, Awaken the Inner Prophet. Liberate yourself with yogic wisdom. Break the limits of mind, body, and life circumstances. But right now we're going to play some music, and it's actually from Nandi's CD. So when we're back, we're going to have a good, conscious conversation. Stay tuned to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, right here on LA Talk Radio. But right now, Velvel Muria.
Yeah, man. primer morga.
Velvel Muriga here on Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Yes, LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to the show. If it's your first time tuning in, tweet me at Max Tucci. I am grateful that you are here. Tonight's a great show because I have one of my Max motivators here, one of my friends who I'm meeting for the first time actually in person here tonight in the LA Talk Radio studio. My friend Nandi, welcome to Max and Friends. Namaste, my friend, my brother.
Namaste. It's an honor and joy to be here. And it's just so beautiful and wonderful that we finally meet in person.
It sure is. And not only do we meet in person, but I have your book in front of me again, Mastery of Consciousness, Awaken the Inner Prophet. So when you were writing this book, what inspired you to awaken the inner prophet for humanity?
We look into seeing each of us having the aspiration, each of us praying, and then the path of the prayer, and then the religion around it, and then there's God, there's Source. So, having taken a journey as a yogi through the years of finding my wholeness and expanding that states of joy, I realize that this is the seeking for each human, each of us, desire to be aligned to Source. And when we are directly aligned to Source, we are awakening our inner guru. We are directly in connect with Source, God, whichever way we call that absolute infinity. When we are directly connected, now we are the prophet. In other words, we are able to receive the highest wisdom that creates the grand realities, not only for ourselves, but for all of humanity. So that is the mastery of consciousness, to wake up and be.
So you were saying your journey. Bring us on your journey. What was the journey that you took to become the person you are now, or discover who you were? Because it's an interesting story.
Yes. See, I had gone to England to do my MBA. I came back to India, and within no time, I had developed a business of exports, and we had many persons working with me, and I was in 6 different countries, and then came my knowing that I had death before me. Mm. And then I was taken through my death by my guru. And the moment I woke up to the states of joy. And I wanted more of that state of joy. So I set the discipline as a yogi to have more of that through solitude, through my inner journeys, through all the sacred places, and through especially the grace of all my masters who guided me into myself to realize the vastness of whom I am. And in this process, I came to realize why I am here on planet Earth. And the moment I realized this, now it was allowing that source connect to define my reality and allowing that envisioned in me to unfold each moment.
The unfolding of the moment. So when you say the word reality, what does reality really mean to you?
Think of it this way. Where is our reality when we are asleep? Then let's look into seeing, okay, if this is the reality that we wake up to, where does this reality come from? Mm-hmm. So ultimately, all the reality begins with our thought itself. And within thought is what's creating that thought.
You know, Alan Watts says, imagine going to sleep and never waking up. And then imagine waking up and never going to sleep, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely. And over here is, okay, so if thought defines reality, where are we receiving those thoughts from?
So where are we receiving them from?
From which layer of consciousness are we?
Right.
And that is so important. Where are we thinking from? Mm-hmm. So if we are able to shift our consciousness to a higher and higher place, so is the thought that is coming out from there as wisdom, and so is the reality that magnifies itself from that specific thought.
From that specific thought. So, you know, we talk about here on Max and Friends often, unconscious conversation versus conscious conversation. Unconscious thought versus conscious thought. So when we're having unconscious conversation or unconscious thought, where really are we in this state at that moment?
See, in all the history books, in all the books of all the religions of all the past, you'll see a lot of demons running here and there through all the pages. Where are they today? So that really is our ignorance. Mm. So when we are at a lower conscious state, we are going to be stuck in the karmic field where emotions and all the other dimensions of darkness clings on, causing us to get stuck further. But then the moment we realize this is not our place to be in, and our place is much higher, from a higher place of clarity, now we begin to understand we are the spirit having the human experience. And this spirit having the human experience wants to ensure that life is efficient, that every thought is from a higher place, guiding us to the pathway of more and more joy. And that joy state is exclusively through one very important aspect, and that is freedom. Every one of us seek freedom. So freedom from what? Of course, freedom from all the hardships of life, but then it's also freedom from the mind. And then it's also freedom from the karmic patterns, and then it is freedom to be. And this beingness is where we know we are conscious, and in the consciousness realm is the growth and expansion of consciousness, where every wisdom that is generated from our thought, even that flows, even that is dynamic, nothing is constant, even that keeps evolving. So this constancy of evolution, that evolutionary states of us growing and expanding in consciousness, means that we are uplifting ourselves and uplifting humanity. And with a higher vibratory state, each thought is from the timelessness defining time. And so when we are the spirit, we are the timelessness. And when we are the human, we are time. So when timelessness defines time, we know that we are fulfilling our highest aspiration that is written within each one of us to fulfill.
To fulfill. Now, you know, we're talking about consciousness, and also there is a saying I love when Gordana Biernat comes on, and we've had you on the show with Gordana, and we talk about the only thing constant is change. So how do we get into the mindfulness of actually mastering consciousness? By getting your book.
We, at all times, we are searching for some form of an excitement or the other. And when we are doing that outside ourselves, we know it is so short-lived. But when we start working it within ourselves, seeking that states of joy within ourselves, then we realize that that state of joy allows us to go and to allows us to have more of that states of joy. In other words, we are in it's like a dance, and we're enjoying the dance by being the dancer. So this is what meditation is. Meditation really means going beyond the mind into that state of sheer awareness, and in this state of sheer awareness is being that bliss. So when we are in realities, we adorn the bliss and we vibrate in the states of bliss. And being in that states of bliss is being in the states of the spirit having the human experience, which we sages call as Turiya. Turiya is the superconscious state of mind. So look into all the masters who have moved the frontiers of humanity to the next level, from Albert Einstein to Benjamin Franklin to Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela. So looking into their minds, we see that they were all operating from the states of Turiya, that higher conscious states of mind that was guiding them. So in this state of consciousness is, in this state of, the sages call it the sleepless sleep, is the power of inspiration that drives beings beyond elements of fear, beyond elements of limits. So how do we tap into this? So the moment we allow ourselves to connect to the universe by subduing the mind and just being, you know, allowing even breath to be taken over, we are now connecting to the superconscious state. And that superconscious state, we realize, is the vastness of our own selves. And here we wake up. And the next level of wake up is knowing, coming to the knowing. First, the knowing is simply knowing what is to be done to have more of consciousness. Then comes the knowing that we have a shelf life. And we are here for allowing ourselves to complete the highest purpose, and that is the power of realization, to tap into the power of inspiration. The moment we are in that inspired state, we are in the state of Turiya, beyond sleep, beyond tiredness, beyond limits, working the superhuman dimensions of timelessness and time, in mastery and creative creations, looking at solution from outside the box. All this genius happens the moment we have woken up and come to the knowing where now we are led by inspiration. And this is the states of joy, the perpetuality of the states of joy. And this is in reality the seeking within each of our heart. And to attain it is to attain the gift of several lifetimes in this one life, because now we are free beings.
Indeed. Now we are free beings. What are some things that inspire you on a daily basis?
First, to wake up in the morning and know I still breathe. And then, I love my rituals, like doing my yoga, going into my meditative state and connecting to the divine source with the thanking the divine for all the facets that are there in me that is yet to come, that is here, that is growing. And then sitting down and seeing the all of my reality like an eagle, gliding through, seeing the big picture, and then coming down to seeing what am I here to do. And once I've pinned down that, I allow myself to flow in the states of inspiration. But in this is a beautiful thing that I remember when I was a child, it taught me a lot. There's a Japanese master of martial arts called Musashi. He never lost a single sword battle in his life, over 200 life and death battles. And he wrote the book of the five rings, called Heiho. And the content of the book and the teaching is how to bring the five circles within us together and being the epicenter of that. In other words, when we bring ourselves into focus of our work, how we are utilizing all the facets around us to be that invisible, unbeatable, triumphant being doing the work and tapping into the flow. So tapping into the flow comes from the knowing, inspiration, passion, and our focus. Bring them together, and we are the angels enjoying the human experience by our heart's doings.
It's so true. You know, when we come back, we're going to play one of your songs, which I love your CD. So I want to talk about the benefits of consciousness. Mm-hmm. Because it's like a daily dose of inspiration when you're in consciousness. Mm-hmm. So there has to be benefits to it. So, but right now what I want to talk about and what we were actually going to play is your song, Om Sakti. So let's talk about, before we get into that, your CD.
That's Celebrations of the Divine Feminine within each one of us, awakening.
We need to awaken.
Absolutely.
Right?
And for we all need to awaken the inner prophet. To awaken.
Yes. Awaken the prophet. And when we come back, we're going to talk about your CD and where people can get it. But right now, here on Max and Friends, Om Sakti. Stay tuned. And I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.
Thank you.
Om Shakti here on Max and Friends. I love being at the switchboard not knowing what to do. There was a joyful noise, but right now let's try that again. This is LA Talk Radio and you're listening to...
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. If you're tuning in right now, thank you for tuning in. I am really, really grateful that you're here, that you're part of the show tonight. Tweet me at Max Tucci. My guest is Nandi. You can find him on Twitter at NANDHI108. So Nandi, welcome back to the show, and let's talk about your CD and how it inspired you to actually create it and where people can find it.
Gratitude, brother. If we go to meet a sage, a saint, or a master of consciousness, the only thing worth asking that being for is a part of that consciousness. And that part of consciousness is by way of the mantra. So when I received any mantra from any of my gurus, I knew I was connecting to that ancient lineage and all the powers built within that vibratory state that was given to me so I could attain that light that they were experiencing. And within the mantra is the enormous states of joy. And that's why Goddess Saraswati, in the depiction of the goddess of creation, creativity, wisdom, she's depicted with a musical instrument, the inner music. So a mantra awakens that inner music. And that inner music is that primal harmony state from where seeds of consciousness can grow. So while creating the Turyanada's music, it was essentially to reach states of consciousness to anyone listening to the music and setting alight that inner fire. So Turyanada is also called the inner fire music, that which kindles that inner fire. And that inner fire is so vital. Everyone seeks to be a ninja. So in human reality, to be the ninja really means to be a yogi. And to be a yogi means to be awake and with the inner fire lit. Because the moment our inner fire is lit, our awareness, our mindfulness is 24/7. Mm-hmm. And the moment that inner fire is lit, we start evolving chakra by chakra above. So the music as such is that to convey the states of light, to convey light, the light of consciousness, and to lift up the vibratory field, and most important, to light the inner fire within each one of us.
So for more information, you can go to nandi.com. Now you have three CDs, is that correct?
Yes.
Beautiful. And then also the book, which we're talking about, Mastery of Consciousness, Awaken the Inner Prophet. So what are some benefits of consciousness?
You could say consciousness is just about everything. Everything that we want in our life, or everything that we are in our life, begins with consciousness. For instance, if we awaken that higher conscious state, almost in a moment, what we are perceiving from a perspective of sorrow and hurt and emotions gets transformed. Almost in a moment, our challenges, our shortcomings become opportunities. Mm-hmm. So when we wake up means knowing that there's the source infinity, and when we are ready to say, okay, this is my journey into light, we are now on the path of consciousness. And being on the path of consciousness allows us the highest thinking from a perspective of awakening the other powers to what we already have. And that which we have within us, which is sleeping, which wakes up, is the power of ESP. The ESP to know. There are several forms of ESP. ESP is called Siddhi. Siddhi means the extra powers that we develop. The ability to see the future, to look at a person and know what they're thinking, to there's a multitude form of extra powers that wakes up with us waking up to allow us to make powerful decisions, to allow thought process itself to come out from quality, each thought of quality, and to work our life from a perspective of ease, like an eagle gliding. There's ease in it gliding. It's able to see the big picture. It's able to not get stuck in the details and the right and wrongs. It's able to see the big picture and then from here be able to determine the magnificence of life around what it sees from the highest realm. So that's one stage, one step of one facet of consciousness. Mm-hmm. But with consciousness, we understand we as a body have a shelf life. And where there is pleasure, we can be in a meditative state. And where there's pain, it diminishes our ability to think. And that's where we begin to see the body as a shrine. And that's where when we understand that yoga and anything like dancing, anything that allows the body to connect to breath and from breath to the mind is yoga. Mm. And it's a powerful form of understanding that, okay, now that we are here, how do we enhance our life experiences through the body and mind?
So how do we?
So now we start putting in the right inputs, mm-hmm, from what we eat to what we think. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure it's always higher vibratory because that is whom we are as to what we take in. Now that we attain the conscious levels of higher vibratory states, now in the path of consciousness, we begin to understand and see that everything from within ourselves is the vibratory states of joy that defines itself as realities. And every reality is just one powerful thought away.
Mm, one powerful thought away. Well, we are one powerful thought away from a vacation, from a break, so stay tuned because you're listening to Max and Friends. Vacation.
You're listening to Max and Friends with Max Tucci, right here on LA Talk Radio.
I have no idea who did that, but I love it. So thank you for whoever did that, and thank you for bringing it to Max and Friends. So we're talking to Nandi, the book, Mastery of Consciousness. You can go to Nandi.com, go to SensitivePlanet.com, and go shopping. The holidays are coming. There's some great stuff on there that you can find. And if you're inspired to buy the CDs, I please go get them. I have one I listen to in my car all the time. Velve Murga is my song. Tonight, before we end the show, because I know we have a couple more times and I have to bring in Hunter Cross because we're going to talk about the climate in which we're living right now, we're going to play Shalom at the end of the show because that's what we need in our life is some shalom, some peace. But right now, I want to talk about some hot topics.
Hey, y'all, guys and dolls. Pick a topic and you know we're going to drop it on Max and Friends.
We're going to drop it on Max and Friends. Right now, welcome to the show, Hunter Cross.
Good evening, Max.
Well, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. Nice to be here.
It was great for you to be here because the last time you were here, you caused a lot of energy with Rolando.
Yeah, we had a great show with Rolando.
That was some great time. Sure. So I know you've been listening here tonight to Nandi, and before the show we talked about the climate in which we're living right now, which is one that we're becoming who we despise. Are we the despisor?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. We were talking about this a little earlier, and it's almost as if in order to have a conversation about Donald Trump, you almost have to disclaim your political points of view. You have to, in order to have a conversation about him as a person, him as a president, him, his behaviors, how it affects the country. If you suggest that anything he does or any of the criticism of him perhaps is unfounded or maybe unfair, you are one of them. You're either with us or you're against us. We seem to have, we're so polarized that you can't even have a conversation. The people who oppose the president and his policies or his, whoever he hires and puts in various parts of his cabinet or in his administration, if there's something about them that we find appealing, we can barely even state it. That, you know, that guy, the policy, I heard that fellow speak one day and what he has said resonated with me. If you say that, you're one of them. We can't even have conversation anymore. The hatred is so polarizing. It's as if the people who, let's call them liberals, because we seem to have been broken into a camp of liberals and conservatives or Trumpites and non-Trumpites. If you're a non-Trumpite and you suggest that something that a Trumpite has said or done is not as bad as perhaps some of the media has suggested, you're a traitor to the cause. We can't even have a conversation anymore. We've become the people that we hate. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a sad state. It's a sad state when we can't have conversation. We can't have a conversation that there's nothing about them that's appealing. We were the most recent event is, of course, the devastating hurricane in Houston and all of its fallout. And the president and the first lady go there as presidents do. For what purpose? I'm really not sure. It's a photo op. Really? That's all it's about. That's all. As a matter of fact, they do it better by not going because of the traffic that they create. And anybody who's been to anywhere where the president goes knows that he is a disruptive force no matter who sits in that Oval Office because of the security that's necessary whenever the president and his family go anywhere. So, of course, it's disruptive. So it's all a photo op. It's all about politics and optics. And meanwhile, the first lady, who's not elected to anything, she's just a person who happens to be married to a man who became president. She shows up and she's wearing high heels. And that becomes the focus of the conversation.
Well, you know why that does?
No.
What makes you think I'm not interested in fashion?
You have no style or sense of fashion.
Because that becomes a hot topic.
Well, but it's a diversion.
It is a diversion. That's why I played that thing, because that's what we're turning into. Our conversations are becoming a diversion. And I'm glad that you're here tonight, and I'm glad that Nandaji is here tonight as well, because how do we circle back to, I'm throwing the question to you, mm-hmm. Nandi, to lift the vibration, to have a conscious conversation without, what Hunter said, hate being involved?
See, it's today, when Obama was the president, there was, no matter what, admiration to whom he was and what he was doing, and we could step out of political conversation. But today, whoever is here, we are all being affected directly. And I would say this actually is like being in a plane where the pilot is drunk and the co-pilot is another madman. So we are now in this, and this is anyone screaming against Trump is like self-preservation rather than anything else. So you can't look into it as raw, like this is hate because of what the circumstances built us to. And the only way we can actually climb up beyond this is to come into the higher self of us and see it from the perspective of how the Ho'oponopono technique has worked. Mm-hmm. The Ho'oponopono technique was, Dr. Liu was L-E-W. He was given the job of curing. There was the inmate, the criminal inmates and in Hawaii. And he cured them utilizing the Ho'oponopono technique. Mm-hmm. And not only did the vast number of people in the prison literally heal and become normalized in the process, it was all recorded in history as to how it works, the Ho'oponopono, and that is to go within our higher self and see what's bothering us from this left. In this case, it's Trump. In this case, it's the leadership of America. In this case, it's the scare of the next world war breaking out. It's the scare of the nuclear war breaking out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're all confronted with a reality and we do not know what next, because there seems to be hate plowed into us by way of action. So when we go deeper into our conscious states, first, the rise of Donald Trump, I would say, wakes us up to saying, hey, we cannot be complacent anymore. Mm-hmm. We all need to do something about it, but let's do it from a higher self perspective. The second, if you utilize the Ho'oponopono technique, it begins with saying, I am sorry. You know, it says, begins with an apology, I am sorry. And in not this life, but many, many, many lifetimes where we have come across this particular situation mm-hmm. that's repeating itself over here. And then seeking forgiveness and then moving upward. Now, I would say that when we all meditate, mm-hmm. it has been noted that crime rate drops. Mm-hmm. So the first is meditate. You know, meditate. When we all meditate for our innermost peace, we can see the higher and the bigger picture. And all we can do is hold on to that vibratory state. Mm-hmm. And
we stop the chatter. We stop the chatter of the constant news that we're watching.
Exactly.
Hunter, I know you want to say something.
Is there a risk that we, by dismissing people as insane or dismissing them as crazy, unhinged madmen, there's two things I think that happen. One is we let them off the hook mm-hmm. for what they are consciously doing. In other words, they aren't necessarily crazy, because we tend to assign insanity and crazy to people who behave and who think in a way that is so disconnected from our own way of thinking and behaving that it must be crazy. But in their world, that's their consciousness. That's their reality. Why is it necessarily that our reality, those of us who think totally different than those who disagree with us, is righteousness and theirs is wrong?
See, when a leader makes a decision, it's a decision that everybody is watching that. Everybody is being affected by a decision. And when each decision repetitively, one after another, seems to be in the wrong way of provoking hate and provoking disunity in the nation, it's only natural that people are going to react. Mm. And that reaction, some could be really bad and horrible, like with violence, like Antifa. Mm-hmm. And some could be in a form of saying, okay, what is the next risk recourse? You know, what is the next recourse? Like, do we go climb up to the states of consciousness and then wish for the higher thought and higher vibratory vibration to come? And hope and pray for the best. Mm-hmm. This is, in a way, a cry from helplessness for most experiencing this time and period where we have this extreme madness. You know, when you say extreme madness, when we talk about Charlottesville and his both sides comment, mm-hmm. that was unwarranted.
Well, what do you think, if possibly, he has all of his actions are designed to create a specific result. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's a part of a plan to distract us from what's really going on is to...
But what's really going on?
Well, perhaps his motivation is, as many people have said, is simply to line his own pockets and to line the pockets of the super rich. Now, I don't believe that in his mind he thinks there's anything wrong with that. He is a man who has been driven by acquiring wealth and material things, and he lives in a very lavish lifestyle. His home in Trump Tower is gilded like Versailles. So this is a man who the drive for acquiring, the drive for power, the drive for making more money, that is his holy grail. And perhaps by putting people like Steve Mnuchin, people, others in the administration who favor Wall Street, who favor big business, who favor making the rich even richer, that in his mind, this is for the general good of the population. I'm not saying that necessarily is, but if we, instead of simply assigning him as a madman, a crazy man, a person who does erratic things, what he's doing by pandering to the right wing, by pandering to the neo-Nazis, by pandering to very small-minded people. Now, again, that's my own prejudices I'm projecting in judgment right there. But by pandering to those people, and we know who they are, the ones who are out marching with torches and whatnot, by pandering to those people, he is perhaps trying to secure the base that he hopes will keep him in power, to be able to allow him to continue to make money, to continue to allow rich people to get richer. Now, we can have an argument about whether that is the best way for our society to be, but that's just a political argument. I'm suggesting that maybe his motivations are pure to his desires. They're pure to what he is trying to achieve. And the fact that it makes the rest of us crazy and makes us nervous about the future.
But you can't say the rest of us, because there's a lot that agree with it too.
Well, no, I'm saying the rest of us, meaning those who don't agree with him. He has an enormous following among people who think he's doing the right thing. And that's why, you know, if you have 35-40% of the population that supports him, it's hard to suggest that what it is crazy. If just because it's so far removed from our own point of view of how things should be.
This is the wake up call. Next time around, mm-hmm. We know when we see a Bernie, we see the real.
We see what?
When Bernie. We see the Bernie, we know the real.
Yeah, well, right.
So now we know. Earlier, there was always some excuses, like for all the goodness of Bernie coming through, there was always the excuses saying, oh no. But now we know.
Oh my God, he's a socialist. Oh,
exactly. But now we know. Yeah, oh well, my God.
Hey.
Where is Bernie? And then now we also know the power of beautiful people who could have also who had set the example before, because
we are responsible for him. The United
exactly.
The American public is responsible for Donald Trump.
There's a darkness within each one of us that has come out in the form of a reality that is Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And this darkness, you know, to me, it's strange how, it's not strange, it's actually sad to see how the right wing as religion itself, as establishment itself, went to back him up because he was sort of like holding their values. Now, this is where the problem begins and ends. Mm-hmm. And hopefully there will be a time when we can all wake up and say, hey, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Who are we, and you know, do I belong over here? Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a wake up call.
It is a wake up call. Yeah. And this is also a wake up call that we have to wrap the show up to. Mm-hmm. Of course, right when we get into the conversation of where wake up call. Mm-hmm. Well, the wake up call, you know what? I love it with Max and Friends, because what we do here is we end where we need to. And that's just how life is. It unfolds naturally like a flower. But I think the best thing for us to do is maybe send a copy of Mastery of Consciousness to the White House so we can awaken the inner prophet. Now, I love when you say, Nandi, here, we are the truth within all religions. So with truth is a beautiful thing.
If you ask me what my religion is, or what I wish for a religion for each one of us to be, is to be liberated.
Liberated. And on that note, we have to play some shalom up in here. So before we go, what is something that you want people to take into this week with them? A little tidbit of inspiration.
there's a primal peace within each one of us that we seek, and that is the space within us, which is the core harmony. And from here, when we pray, we multiply ourselves. So at all times, know that we are the vastness, we are the stillness, we are the dance within the stillness, within the vastness of whom we are. If we wish peace for everyone else, there is going to be peace for ourselves. So the song Shalom actually is the sound Sha, that is the momentum of energy. Om is the ancient beingness within us. Tap into the primal peace and let the light be our kingdom.
And let the light be a kingdom. Thank you for joining me here tonight on Max and Friends. It's a pleasure to have you here. Mm. Hunter, thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Another time was short, but you know what? We said what we needed to.
Grateful to my brother.
Thank you. And I'm going to leave you all with this tonight before I say goodnight and good karma. Giving from a full heart is one of the most joyous things you can do, and the universe will match that and flood even more joy into your life. Right now on Max and Friends, Nandaji, and we're going to close out with Shalom, because that's what the world needs right now is some peace. Shalom. I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. Good night and good karma.
Dialogue.